Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion, Coffee with Ann. As I look out my window on this Friday, the pearls of rain are back on the tree, and the bluebirds, cardinals, finches, and woodpeckers are hungrily flitting around the bird feeder. The rain falls relentlessly, and I am grateful for the view. This is definitely a hot cup of coffee or tea or whatever pleases you. It's a day for it. Enjoy yours as we visit. A few days ago, I attended a funeral mass for a young man, 22, killed in a hit-and-run accident. I haven't been to a Catholic mass since my mother passed more than 20 years ago. It was an unsettling experience, especially since 9 months ago our family was faced with the fear of losing our grandson Nicholas to leukemia. In addition, I found myself sitting in the midst of my past and my present. I was a practicing Catholic myself until my late 20s. All those years of church and going to Mass and the spiritual symbolism came back to me. The sign of the cross, genuflecting as you entered or left the pew, even the prayers at the Mass and the celebration of communion came back to me. I felt like part of me was still Catholic and part not. As the preparation for communion played out, it occurred to me that communion is virtually celebrated in all Christian churches. The scriptures read are the same. Matthew 26:26-29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And from Paul, quoting Jesus, 1 Corinthians 11:24. "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" A few facts according to Wikipedia. There are over 2.6 billion people in the world who identify themselves as Christian by virtue of their association with one of the thousands of denominations in the world. We are familiar with the large categories of denominations, Catholic, both Roman and Eastern Orthodox, making up 1.345 billion, and Protestant, consisting of Anglican, Episcopal, Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, and non-denomination, making up another 1 billion. But under each of these categories are dozens of smaller denominations. For example, under Presbyterianism, there are 67 listed denominations based on the theology of the Presbyterian Church. Yet in each case, there has been need of Presbyterian Christians to separate themselves into smaller communities for any number of reasons. Disagreement over one thing and another. The same picture exists for all the major denominations. The point of sharing this data is to think about the fact that central to all these denominations is Christ, His teaching, His life, His death on the cross, and His resurrection is core to their existence. Communion is celebrated in all these denominations, perhaps at different times, with more or less formality, but nonetheless, the communion reminds us powerfully of God's gift of grace and eternal life. What blessings could be gained in simply realizing that we are all Christ, God's children, no matter how we worship outwardly? It is all about relationship with the Lord. You and I are members of the Christian community, 2.6 billion strong. We may look different, have different traditions, be with different cultures, even disagree on theology or liturgical practice, but at the very heart, the core of everyone in this huge community is the Lord Jesus Christ, His life, His teaching, His promise of a better life here on this earth and for eternity. We are one in Christ. Consider, on Easter weekend 2024, 2.6 billion people will follow Christ's direction. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Just think what we could do as the Christian community throughout the world if, as the Lord lived, we lived. Please pray with me. Jesus, as you walked this earth, so long ago, you demonstrated how to live as a child of God with love, forgiveness, compassion. Your mission was to bring life and bring it more abundantly, peace and a new way of living, showing all those around you what your Father's love and mercy for all, whatever their condition. Please help us, Lord, do our part in sharing your promise of life to all, no matter where they are on their journey. In your precious name, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.